Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ben Standing is still standing, and he's with us as he is every Friday and Monday in this time slot. Sunday in Dallas, 425. Washington, a 1.5-point favorite. You know, we start with, before we get to kind of what you know, how you view this game, I just saw the press release, and I see that it was from earlier this morning. So they turned Tay Martin loose, and they have signed Burks to the practice squad. I thought they liked Tay Martin. What happened there?
Well, they used up all his elevations already.
Oh, they did.
So, you know, in order for him to get back on the roster, he would A, have to clear waivers, and then B, be signed to a contract essentially for the rest of the year. And ultimately, you know, I don't think they're going to do that. So I think Tay Martin will be moving on. And this goes back to the point of, like, were they, you know, wrong to have not put Noah Brown on IR earlier? It was like, well, I don't think there's some, it matters. They just were going to use whoever they had until they figured out the next step. And it wasn't somebody that they're, like, you know, screwing, you know, they're not screwing themselves by using Tay Martin. So he'll move on. I mean, I do wonder if maybe this is the week they get Robbie Chosen involved. I don't know that, but we saw him yesterday practicing on the side a little bit with wide receiver coach Bobby Engram. He's now been here for, lost track of time, 2 or 3 weeks. Obviously, he's a guy that's had success in this league. But, you know, in the situation that they're in, where, well, I know we'll get to it in a second, but they're obviously thin at receiver. They've been elevating some guys the last few weeks. Maybe they elevate Ja'Cory Brooks, but, you know, he's an undrafted free agent who now has like 7 snaps of experience, and they may need more than that. So,
did he play? He was number 88, right, on Monday night?
Ooh, I think that's right. I think that's right. I think he would play like 7 or 8 snaps. It wasn't wasn't much on offense. Okay.
What about Terry McLaurin?
Oh, and by the way, Burks is not going to be active. Just for anybody who's wondering, I mean, he's you know, he just got here 10 seconds ago.
By the way, Burks, so everybody knows, was picked in the Jahan Dotson draft by the Tennessee Titans, 18th overall, I think, in the first round. He is a taller receiver from out of Arkansas. I actually kind of liked what I saw coming up, but once he got into the NFL, I always felt like he was A, never healthy consistently, and B, when he was healthy, he looked like he doesn't play with, like, the highest level of urgency. And that could have been because he was on bad teams with, you know, Will Levis and some bad quarterbacks. I think Will Levis was the quarterback there for him when he was there. But, yeah, that's who's here. Tay Martin's gone. What about Terry McLaurin?
Yeah, so he was out here for the open portion of practice. As, you know, as a reminder, we only see sort of the stretching and the individual drills. We don't see the true practice portion. My guess is that we'll find out if he didn't practice, or maybe he was limited, but I'm guessing he didn't do too much. He was out there without his helmet on. And, you know, all we really saw was him just doing some light, you know, stretching, a little bit of, you know, leg work, side to side movement, but like nothing that exciting. So if I had to guess, I would guess he's not going to play. And obviously, you know, that would be tough, as it's been, you know, they've been able to get by in some of these games, and partly because Deebo Samuel's been very impressive, and, you know, they've had, you know, again, kudos to the offense last week, you know, for Jaden to get 3 touchdown passes and 2 going to Chris Moore and Luke McCaffrey, you know, says something about just kind of where the state of the receiver room is right now. But if I had to guess, I don't think McLaurin is going to be up this week.
So I played the soundbite from Joe Witt Jr. yesterday. I forget if no, you asked. I played the Kingsbury bite on Chris Paul. The question you had asked about Chris Paul, but the question about, you know, sort of, is it scheme or is it personnel with the giving up of the explosives? I don't know if you had a thought about his answer, but I'll just share mine with you first. Him focusing in on one play that should have been an 8-yard play to DeAndre Swift, but wasn't because of bad tackling, and that gets thrown into the explosive bucket, is really missing the larger point, which is there were a lot of other explosives in the game and a lot of other potential explosives in the game that Chicago just screwed up on. They've given up explosives all year. I kind of get the sense in listening to him every week that he doesn't think the problem defensively is as big as we do. What do you say?
Well, I mean, certainly, you know, he's not going to share his biggest fears with us.
He shares everything with you guys. He over-explains everything.
Well, again, he shares something. So, like, I get what you're saying. Like, when you talk about one thing, it feels like it's emphasizing the one thing. Compared to 99% of coaches we get, I love everything that Joe Witt tells us. He comes in with a statement. He shares what he thinks about the previous game, good or bad. I appreciate that. And then when he answers our questions, you know, obviously there's only so much any coach is going to say, but I think he gives us about as much insight as possible, even if that insight is for you to think, which may be accurate, that he's overemphasizing certain things or maybe doesn't seem to suggest that he thinks that it is concerning as maybe the rest of us do. Obviously, you know, his level of concern is going to be a certain difference. I mean, they obviously know way more than we do, and he might be very right that it is about execution more than the scheme. But, you know, there's reason to doubt everything the way things have gone so far. So, you know, it is like a couple weeks ago, was the Atlanta game where he was very specific about some of the plays some of the missed tackling or the guys wearing, you know, putting on the capes too much and trying to do too much. He was very specific about that. And it gets interesting when that occurs, because it's not throwing guys under the bus, but it is putting certain guys out there that we don't always see coaches do. I mean, he takes responsibility, as does Quinn, as well from their perspective. But I appreciate the fact that he gives us anything, even if I don't agree with it. But he's sharing what he thinks because, you know, as you've listened to many of these things over the years, we typically get almost nothing. I don't think it was.
I hear you, and I understand why that's good for you, and it's good for us to a certain degree. I'm still wondering whether or not you think that they may be a little bit detached from what the situation is, from at least the reality that I see as a fan, which is they seem to be a pretty bad defense against any capable offensive team.
Yeah, I mean, I think Dan Quinn seemed to be pretty frustrated after the game, and even when we talked
I agree
the day
for
after.
The first time, yes.
Yeah, and it seemed, you know, he was specific talking about he didn't like the second level run defense and things like that. So, I mean, I took that as an acknowledgement that this isn't going well. I think there's only so much negative that they could throw out publicly, and I do believe that they, you know what's going on. But again, like, I think you and I talked about this going back to the Green Bay game. There was the play where Tucker Kraft had like the 60-yard reception down the field where he kind of gets right. Open down the seam and all that. And I asked like several different people who would know things or, you know, who are football people, hey, look at this play. Tell me what happened here. And I got like 3 different answers as to what. So, like, yeah. For us on the outside, I think it's just often just borderline impossible. Not impossible, but it's often very challenging to know what the reality is. And so they have a much better feel, if not the exact feel, but they're not going to necessarily tell us. So I don't think they're delusional. I just think, you know, there's things that they could do. I also think to a degree they're hamstrung in a sense of, let's just say it is personnel. What are they doing about it? There's not much they can do, right? The defensive line's now getting beat up with injuries. The linebacker room, you know, Wagner and Louvu are going to be out there every play, in part because they just need them out there. And then in the secondary, you know, I mean, say whatever you want about Lattimore, who are you putting in over him? He's been better the last couple games. So I don't think they have that many options relative to, you know, again, the offensive line, they recognized an issue and made the switch to two spots. Yeah. But because there they thought they had some comparable options. I just don't think they do on defense. So I don't think there's only so much they can do and or say about the whole situation.
All right, I'll ask you the question I asked callers. I know you were listening and you were enthralled with some of the answers earlier in the show. A, do you view this as sort of must-win code red? And B, what's the point total the winning team needs to get to?
Well, for the point total, I was going to say 31, but Max stole my answer, so I can't go with that.
Yeah, well, that's our guy Mark in Largo. Yeah, he doesn't want to be one-upped by anybody.
Right. In terms of the points, yeah, this feels like a shootout, right? The over-under is like 55, and it feels like Washington's going to have to outscore Dallas more than they're going to be able to stop them. So, if you get the 34, I would think you got a pretty good chance. If you don't, that would be hugely problematic. And I'm sorry, what was the first part of the question?
Do you view this as a game they have to win?
I mean, I a couple of times this year, I've been like saying, hey, you can't really afford to – it's not so much a must. You can't you have to win more as like don't lose, if you understand that distinction. I this one feels a little more towards the kind of must win, in part because of what's up next, right? I mean, next week is at Kansas City on Monday night. Not only, the Chiefs, we don't have to speak too much about that. Plus, they're, getting on a roll, it looks like. And then from there, two home games – but Seattle and Detroit. If you told me Seattle and Detroit are two of the best three to four teams in the NFC, I'd be like, sure. I mean, they both have looked pretty good. So, the thought that Washington is going 2-1 in that stretch seems to be a bit much. So it does feel like this to me, this is a win. And I know even the callers talked earlier about conference record and the importance of this game maybe more so than next week. So The one thing I would say is that, as we know, when we talk about a tough schedule, it's all relative to what ultimately, when you play certain teams. And as you look past the stretch I just said, they get Miami, the NFC East games, they're always tricky because they're the division games. But, everybody's kind of, the Eagles aren't killing it per se at the moment. So maybe those games end up being a tick easier than we thought. Minnesota doesn't have, until they solve a quarterback situation, they're not as formidable as we thought when the year started. So, maybe it's not must win because the games toward the end of the year could be a little bit easier than we thought. But I kind of think to a certain degree, this is kind of must win because again, with what's immediately coming up, I mean, you could easily be looking at a 1-3 stretch, and it does knock you out for anything, but puts you in a much bigger hole.
All right, who do you like?
I'm definitely going to say that Washington's going to win since he's still in earshot. The defensive front, they got to stop them. There's no way. You basically have to outscore Jaden's going to have to be peak Jaden to win. I'll say Washington wins by like 34-33, but we'll see.
Thanks. Go jump into whatever they're going to tell us about, and we'll monitor it from here. Thank you.
All right.
Ben Standing, everybody, out in Ashburn. The coach is getting ready to address the media. We will carry some of that here on this Friday, find out what the status, certainly, of Terry McLaurin is with Dan Quinn. I've got my smell test picks coming up shortly, and we've got our predictions for Sunday's game as well. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, and the Team980.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, Dan Quinn's addressing the media out in Ashburn. We'll carry some of it, see what he has to say.
He's been impactful in the run game, and pumped to see him, continue to develop and grow, and playing right next to Laramie in the run game. It's been big for us. Defensively, Vaughn, and right out of DeSoto, where there is a football town, and so. Pumped to have him in as a captain, heading into Dallas on special teams, be Tyler Owens. So another guy who's growing and playing O East, and he's been relentless and one of our heavy hitters on special teams. So those are the guys there. I figured we're only going to rule one player out, give you the injury update. So that'll be Terry. And as far as everyone else, we'll kind of work through tomorrow to get there. And then heading into the game, we hit a bunch this week on our complimentary ball, the things that we're going to do to really be, our best and most aggressive, right from the beginning. So those are a couple of the topics, and get rocking with you guys.
What was he able to do today?
Yeah, so he was able to get reps today, and that was the plan, to see where he'd ramp up. And, so it was nice to see him, kind of get the full complement of stuff today.
Terry, at one point you thought he was going to practice more this week, and then you did. Was it a workout with him? What happened there? What aren't you guys seeing with him?
Yeah, and it's frustrating for him because he's working at it hard, and with an injury like this, this is a speed player, and so on movements where you're jogging or not, fully there, it's just not ready yet. And that sometimes happens, when you have a soft tissue injury and you're wanting it to get there, but you have to push it at the top speeds. And so sometimes, John, that's an acceleration. Sometimes it's decel, how hard you have to plant and turn. So, like I said, he's working at hard. He's frustrated. But we're closer. And as we've been going week to week, it can be difficult on a injury that you have to test and push at high speed. And you need volume at it, you need reps at it, and it's good to see him running routes and doing that. But once we kind of got to that space, we're just not all the way there yet.
Just to clarify, everybody but Terry's full go or not decided?
Terry's the one I'm ruling out.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be awesome. I would love that.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? Sam Cosmi.
We'll get there.
What's any... Do you expect him to play?
He had a really good week, so both him and Jonathan Jones, I thought, really nailed the week, the preparation. So we're going to meet together tonight, but he threw a great week, so I'm pumped.
I think I'm good.
You good?
Okay.
No extras this week. All right.
Dan, is it fair to say that Terry's injury has lingered much longer than you all thought it would?
Yeah, and I think, you know, like the easy question was like, why not IR? Like, well, two ways. Like, you don't want to go there if he's earlier, and then like all of a sudden you're like, after, you know, two or three, you're like, man, that's there. So it's like that fine balance when you're right in the space. And so I think that's what, you know, they're not just as easy as, hey, this is no matter what, 2 weeks or 4 weeks or that. When it's really a longer one, that makes those decisions easier. But for a player with his speed, that's the part. And he hadn't been injured a lot, thank goodness. And so, you know, learning how to go where it is, what it feels like. But for a speed, like, it's just different. You know, it's not playing guard or defensive tackle where those are things that you can work yourself through. But, man, at receiver and corner and spots like that, that's a lot harder. And I'm glad to see the routes and the speed, but we also want him as long as we can too, D.A. So as frustrating as it's for him, we're just not there yet. But we're pushing, and you know, I'm hopeful that it's sooner than later.
Hey, Coach. You talk about the identity of the team through six games. What would you say the identity of the team is right now?
Yeah, it's almost like an incomplete grade in a way, Donna. And the reason I say that on what I told the team on Monday is like a complimentary ball. When we see it, we know what it looks like. Too many times where we haven't, it's been up and down. And you can win a game, you know, where you're off here and there. But to be consistent with it, it has to be all the time. And I think that's where we've been, like the inconsistent part of identity. Sometimes, man, that's it. I'm pointing it out. And so that's what I'm working hard to make sure we get to that spot where it's all the way through. And once we hit into that space, then I want to see sustaining it. And so I've seen it, then this, seen it, and this. And so that's my goal. So it's incomplete right now, because as six games in, we've had some times where, man, that's exactly what we want, and then there's some others that doesn't look like it. And so I just try to point it out and punch our way through it to make sure that, like, that's what I believe in. You practice, you keep digging at it, and you're finding it along the way. There's people that are starting to make their marks, which I like too, Donna, because they're demonstrating more times, more spots to go do it, and that only adds to it. But yeah, we've got to find it week after week after week.
Hey, Coach. And so one of my questions was actually around this point of the complementary football, or rather, as you just said, the need to be more consistent in that area. So yep. What are you, have you thought through, I'm assuming so, but, you know, in thinking through, what are some of the contributing factors to why you all haven't been able to execute that consistency?
All right, we'll let them finish with Dan Quinn. Obviously, the headline from Quinn today, Terry McLaurin out again for this Sunday. And yeah, I understand the idea of not putting him on injured reserve. They didn't think it would be this many games. The idea of, you know, after the Vegas game, you put him on IR and he's ready 2 weeks later, they didn't know. But, you know, here we are, and they will be playing their 1, 2, 3, 4th game in a row without him. So hopefully it's next Monday night at Arrowhead, but they'll go into this game once again with the receivers that they have had, and Deebo Samuel still with the heel injury. And he said that, you know, Terry's the only guy they are ruling out, but he also didn't say that someone may not get ruled out before the game on Sunday. You know, I think last week against the Bears, or Monday night against the Bears, it was much closer than maybe we even thought on Deebo Samuel. No Deebo Sunday in Dallas. Look, the defense is so bad in Dallas that maybe you can go in with Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey and Chris Moore and, you know, Ja'Cory Harris. Is it Ja'Cory Harris? What's his last name, the guy that I liked in preseason? What was his name? The receiver who wore number 88 the other night. Ja'Cory Brooks, whatever. Tay Martin's gone. Burks is on the practice squad. And Brooks might get called up to play. I liked Brooks in the preseason, and he played 7 or 8 snaps on Monday night, did not get targeted. But this would be the team where you can still have offensive success. They've had offensive success the last 2 weeks without Terry McLaurin. And I think on Monday night, with a banged-up Deebo Samuel, and they still had success. And they'll be playing a worse defense on Sunday. Look, running the football behind Chris Paul, who got named team captain for this game, and Laremy Tunsil, that seems to be and should be a part of the game plan on Sunday. I certainly think that they can run the football against the Dallas Cowboys. Rico Dowdle ran wherever he wanted to. Look, forget the Dowdle performance, which was unbelievable. If you go back to the game in which they blew the Jets out in, do you know that Breece Hall rushed for 113 yards in that game? Okay, a lot of it came in the first half, and then what would happen is Justin Fields would get sacked. Why they ever took the ball out of Breece Hall's hands, I have no idea. But Breece Hall, in a 37-22 loss, averaged 8.1 yards per carry against the Cowboys. Last week, Rico Dowdle, in his second big game in a row, 6.1 yards per carry, 183 yards. They rushed 38 times. Dowdle had 30 carries. I don't expect Kroski Merritt to get 30 carries, but maybe between McNichols and Kroski Merritt, they can get to 25. You know, I don't know about the Rodriguez status. We'll see. But they can make the receivers and the lack of great separation against some of the previous opponents less important by running the football Sunday against a team that has really struggled defensively overall. You know, I'm going back to the Green Bay game. Jacobs had 86 yards, 2 touchdowns at 3.9 yards per carry, but overall they rushed as a team 4.7 yards per carry. I mean, Jordan Love had his way through the air, too. If you're going to be missing Terry, if you're going to be missing even Deebo or have Deebo at less than 100, this would be the game because they can't stop anybody. And Jaden's already, in 2 straight games, elevated the group he's had to a level that has made them successful offensively, minus, of course, the 3 turnovers on Monday night. All right, let's get to my smell test. All right, I don't think I've ever had this start to a season that I've had this year. I've had several runs of just one winning week after another. I think a couple of years ago, I think the streak actually reached like 10 or 11 weeks. I think 1 week I pushed, but the other 10 were winning weeks. I've started off the season with my smell test picks winning for all 7 weeks that I've done it. The record on the season at this point is 51-30-5. I'm up 21 units. Last week, 11-4-1. And to be honest with you, there was a painful loss. You know, I pulled the Cardinals from the smell test on Twitter, so I'm not counting that, or it would have been a 12-4-1 week. But I pulled it, and several of you asked me and said that it was too late for you to pull it, that you had already played the Cardinals. I understand that, and I have suggested at times you play the game, you know, on Friday because the number more often than not goes against us by the time the kickoff goes, in part because I'm usually on the side. This is not a pat on the back. It's just I can identify with a lot of help, not just me, where that sharp money typically is going to go. In the case of the Cardinals-Colts game last week, keep in mind the Colts were 7.5-point favorites, but when Kyler Murray got ruled out, the line jumped to 10. If the line had stayed at 7.5-8, I would have stayed on the Cardinals. I know it seems, you know, kind of counterintuitive. Why wouldn't you want the better number? Well, because the sharp money was off the game at that point. So I did pull the Cardinals. You guys won on the game that played it, and I'm happy for you, but I'm not including it in my record. And I personally got off the game. I didn't play it. The game that hurt last week was Auburn. They were clearly the better team for the first 30 minutes, and they should have had, if replay had worked properly, a 17-0 lead at halftime against Georgia. Instead, they ended up losing. They didn't cover the 3.5. That was a loss. But still, 11-4-1 overall last week, 51-30, 51-30-5 on the season. So I'm rolling here to start. Like I've said the last couple of weeks, I've been doing this long enough. I know it can't continue. I'm not an idiot, okay? I don't try to fancy myself as some, you know, AOL whiz kid that, you know, has turned this into a profession, okay? Don't do that, kids. That doesn't work. You can't turn this into a profession, all right? This is for entertainment purposes only. Despite what some people who are completely naive to the situation will tell you about data and analytics, no. There are about a dozen people worldwide that make a living doing this. Trust me, I know. I know the people that take their wagers. So a correction's coming at some point. Let's just hope it doesn't happen this weekend. We'll start tonight. Bill Belichick's North Carolina Tar Heels are on the road to face Cal in Berkeley. A 10:30 kick if you want to stay up and watch it. I'm giving out North Carolina plus the 9. This is not, you know, a team that is good at all. They've got all the controversy. He came out emphatically and said all of the reports about perhaps an end-of-year exit are categorically false. They lost to Clemson 38-10 in their last outing. UCF beat them 34-9. Nobody thinks that North Carolina has a shot at any capable Power 4 team. Is Cal capable? Yeah. Cal is not a bad football team. They're 4-2. Their two losses are to San Diego State and Duke. Duke's good. They've got a win over Minnesota. They've got a win over Boston College on the road. They're laying 9, and the public likes anti-Belichick in the game tonight. They're going with the favorite. I'll take the dog. I got the Heels tonight plus the 9. Let's go to tomorrow. Michigan's laying 5 right now. You might be able to get some 4.5s out there. I'll give it out at 5. Michigan's laying 5 against a Washington team that, you know, came from behind to beat Maryland 2 weeks ago and then blew out Rutgers. They got a quarterback, and their running back is going to be an NFL running back. Their receiver is going to be an NFL receiver. Washington's got some talent. The quarterback is good, and they've gotten on a roll here. They've got one loss in the season. This is a team in Washington that's at 5-1. Their one loss was to Ohio State, and the game was close. It was 7-3 at halftime. They were in the game really up until late third quarter, and they are catching points at Michigan. And we're talking about a Michigan team that got blown out at USC last week. And really, the decent teams they've faced this year, they've lost at Oklahoma with Mateer quarterbacking. They did beat Nebraska on the road. I don't know how good Nebraska is. And they're laying 5. The public loves the dog in this game. I like the favorite. I like Michigan at home in the big house against Washington to win, laying the 5. Notre Dame and USC. This is one game that I've always had on my bucket list, especially the game when it's played in South Bend. And I've never gotten to that. I'd love to go to USC-Notre Dame at some point. Notre Dame against USC, who blew out last week, Michigan, and is a team that people think has a shot at the playoff. They are getting 9.5 points. 9.5 in South Bend. Give me the Irish. The public's all over Southern Cal in this game. I'll take the Irish and lay the 9.5. LSU is an underdog at Vandy. Now, most of you would say, oh, Sheehan's going to give us Vandy. No, I'm going to give you the other side. The public's playing Vanderbilt, who's favored. Vandy's good. You know, they lost that game that the score was not really reflective of how close that game was against Bama. That's their only loss. LSU has struggled to score on offense. I think people believe, actually, at this point, the line should be higher than what it is right now at 1.5. I'll take LSU on the road in Nashville plus the 1.5. I think they win the game outright. Maryland, after two heartbreaking losses, giving up leads in the second half and losing to Washington and to Nebraska in back-to-back weeks, is on the road against a UCLA team that upset Penn State, maybe not as much of an upset now that we see what happened against Northwestern, and then they crushed Michigan State. Michigan State's not good this year. They're laying, with everybody now expecting UCLA to go on a run, they're laying just 3 at home in the Rose Bowl tomorrow night in Pasadena against the Terps. I like Maryland. I've said to you that I think they're better than their record indicates. If they had won, you know, just one of those games, they'd be in contention for, you know, a really good season and a really good bowl game. I think this is one of those games they're going to have to get to bowl eligibility at 4-2. They need 2 more. I think Maryland's better than their record indicates. I didn't think that 2 weeks ago. The 2 losses were painful, for sure. But I think they're well-coached coordinator-wise on offense and on defense. I think Pep Hamilton's doing a good job. I think the quarterback's, you know, good enough. I think their defense is legit. I like the Terps plus 3. The public's all over the Bruins now that they have won 2 games in a row. The last college game, Georgia's laying a pretty big number to Ole Miss in what really is kind of the game of the day. They're laying 7 in Athens at home against Ole Miss. Ole Miss had a scare last week against Washington State. I'm not a fan of their quarterback. I think Georgia's going to completely shut Ole Miss down. I could see this being actually a much lower scoring game. And if it's high scoring, it's going to be Georgia doing it. I like the Dogs laying the 7. The public's on Ole Miss in this game. Oh, one other game. I gave out Air Force last week. They got it done against UNLV as a 7.5-point dog. This week, they're laying a short number at home against Wyoming. Give me Wyoming plus the 4. Let's go to Sunday. Some of these sides, as I've said for the last few weeks, they're going to hurt you. They're going to be like, really? You're giving me that team? They stink. The Titans plus the 7.5 at home against New England. I've gone against New England a little bit here. Last week, almost got it done. This is the biggest public play of the weekend. The Patriots are, for good reason, they're playing great in Tennessee after firing the coach. Nobody thinks they have a shot, and the line's sitting there at 7, 7.5. I'll take the 7.5 and the Titans at home. The Jets are getting 1.5 against the Panthers after they honestly looked about as bad as any team can look offensively, especially at the quarterback position. And Carolina's coming off that win over Dallas. This is one of those where every bookmaker, legal and illegal, will need the New York Jets for their lungs to breathe because the action on Carolina will be so overwhelmingly in their favor. Take the Jets plus the 1.5 at home against the Panthers. You mentioned this to me earlier, Max. You were right. I did get some information during a break earlier in the show. Indy's a major public favorite, public underdog, the Chargers laying 1.5. I'll take the Chargers and lay the 1.5 over the Colts. It's not as big as 91%, just so you know, but it's okay. It's sizable. Denver's laying 7 against a Giant team that the public actually likes this week. I like the Giants, too, in terms of their ability to be a difficult team, but I'll take the Broncos and lay the 7 at home. That's going to be an anti-public favorite. And guess who the public is on in our game? Yeah, the Cowboys. That line has gone from Washington minus 2.5 down to minus 1.5. And that concerns me because that indicates that there is some sharp money on Dallas. But I got a piece of information a little while ago that said one of the sharpest bettors in the world is going to come in on Washington. So that line might change a little bit Wow, you know what? I'm looking at the have you seen this with Terry? I mean, it can't be just because Terry's out. It must be because CeeDee Lamb's also in.
Well, so there's also something that happened just a few moments ago that was announced by Brian Schottenheimer. Trayvon Diggs suffered a concussion in his home last night, so he has been ruled out for the game. So that might be a little bit of a reason.
Dallas is now favored, I see, in a bunch of spots.
That's interesting.
Do you see that too?
Let me pull up action.
Yeah, Dallas has gone to this game's gone to pick 'em minus one. I'm taking Washington out of the smell test. Right? They're not going to be in it. And by the way, the Chargers line is moving too. I'm taking the Chargers out. Okay? I just made two executive decisions on my smell test. I'll repeat these games. Monday night, the Texans plus three at Seattle. Seattle's a big-time public favorite. I knew they would be. I'll take the dog Monday night. All right, let's go through these. Tonight, Carolina plus nine at Cal. Tomorrow we've got Michigan minus five. LSU plus 1.5, Notre Dame minus 9.5, Maryland plus 3, Georgia minus 7, and Wyoming plus 4. On Sunday, the Titans plus 7.5, the Jets plus 1.5, Denver minus 7, and then on Monday night, the Texans plus 3 at Seattle. Check my Twitter at Kevin Sheehan DC, because I pulled the Cardinals last week, you know. You guys won if you stuck with it. Good for you. I'm happy. But there's a lot of stuff going on some of these games that I've got. So these lines could change significantly. Dallas is now a one-point favorite in a lot of spots. Maybe that's because they just look at Washington's receivers at this point and saw what they saw Monday night. But that wasn't the issue Monday night. The issue was defense. All right. We'll finish up with our predictions on the game. I like Washington to win. I'll give you my final score and tell you why when we come back. If you want to weigh in, final score with a footnote, 301-230-0980. I'll put these smell test picks out, or the Team 980, at the team980.com. We'll put them out this afternoon, right, Max? Don't you guys do that?
Yeah, I'll put them out this afternoon.
Okay, we'll do that this afternoon. All right, back after this.
All right, happy Friday, everybody. We will start off with a recap of Thursday Night Football. Joe Flacco and his newly found team, the Cincinnati Bengals, pull out the win over the Steelers, 33-31. Ja'Marr Chase sets a Bengals record for targets in a single game and tied for the third most targets in a single game in NFL history. Plus, he also notches his 13th game with 125-plus receiving and at least one touchdown. To Washington, the Commanders, they officially signed Treylon Burks after hosting him for a workout yesterday. The Commanders have also released wide receiver Tay Martin from the practice squad in a corresponding move. To the MLB postseason, the Dodgers, they increased their series lead over the Milwaukee Brewers to 3-0, notching another win this time out in Los Angeles. Then the Blue Jays, they get another big win over the Mariners and even the series at 2-2. Tonight, the Caps, they get going against the Minnesota Wild as the boys in red debut their new third jerseys. Logan Thompson expected to get the start tonight. Puck drops at 7 p.m. Pregame starts at 6:45 on our sister station, 106.7 The Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, tip of the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Denton's Office throughout all of football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, 301-230-0980 if you want to weigh in with a final score prediction with a footnote. I'll start. You know, I said earlier, I could see, you know, both teams possessing the ball, both defenses playing a little bend, don't break. We get longer drives. We get fewer drives. And maybe everybody's expecting 35-34, and we get something like 28-26. That's my prediction. 28-26, Washington. And the footnote is that Washington does force field goals somehow, some way. The penalty kind of thing goes our way, but that Brandon Aubrey in this game kicks the NFL record with a 60, not 7-yarder, a 68-yarder at the half. He's going to be the one to do it, right? More likely than not, he's going to get the most opportunities to do it.
It has to be. That's the only guy you feel the most confident in trotting out there from that far, from beyond the logo.
Yeah.
Unless it's like maybe Cameron Dicker. But if it's anybody, it's Aubrey. He's got the leg for it. That's for damn sure.
I'm giving you 28-26 because I think Washington will cover whatever the number is. The number just shifted, and it'll shift around between now and Sunday, depending. I mean, if Debo's out, and that might, you know, move it another half point or a point. But Dallas just went from a one-point dog, basically, to a one-point favorite in a lot of spots. I think we're going to win the game. 28-26. And I think it'll come in just under the total because I think everybody will probably like the over in this game. I almost gave Washington under, Washington-Dallas out as a pick, but did not. We held off on that. Max, what's your pick?
So I think this game's going to be a little bit like the one we saw with the Cowboys taking on the Giants earlier this year, that crazy shootout that's going to get towards – it's just going to get unbelievable towards the end, especially – in terms of the total, but my footnote for this one is going to be this is a Jaden Daniels put on the cape, be Superman, and put the team on your back type game. This is going to be the one where he, especially after last weekend, how it ended, he's going to be coming in just with tunnel vision, back with a vengeance, and I think he's going to have one hell of a game. So this is going to be the Jaden Daniels, probably, if I want to put numbers on it, 300-plus passing, we'll call 50-plus rushing.
If he's got 300-plus passing, to me that means they didn't run the football well enough. And so I really hope that this is a game. And if it's Kroski Merritt, even better, because, you know, and hopefully he can hold on to the football. But I'd like to see, you know, an 18 for 135 game.
Sure.
Something like that. They should be able to run the football against Dallas. They should be. We're running out of time here. Who do we have? Paulie. Paulie, go ahead. Prediction and a footnote.
L to the W, man. How you doing, big guy?
What's up, hey,
I'm
going to
change my score up. I'm going to change my score up a little bit, man. Give me 34-27. Footnote, man. We get a kickoff return touchdown from Ed McCaffrey Jr. And we get a punt return touchdown from my guy Lane, man. Bring it home.
If we get two special teams returns for touchdowns, I hope we score more than 34.
We're gonna slow the game down and speed it up, baby. Get that ball going. We're good running. And right. Man, we get them two bonus touchdowns, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
To the W, man.
Yo, how about last night? Was that good?
Hey, man, that was a great game, man. Hey, listen, man. Like they said before, man, that game was sponsored by AARP. And both them dudes was balling, man. Hey, I apologize to you, Sheen. Rodgers is not done. I thought he was done. He's not done.
He's not even close to done.
He's not
done. I mean, he may hang it up after this year, but he could certainly play for another year or two after this if he wanted to.
Flacco officially goes on your wall with Trevor Ariza.
That's a good comp. That's a good comp because they're basically kind of the same player, and I loved them both. All right, see ya. We're out. Back on Monday. Chris Russell next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.